Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. If you are a steady listener to this The Way It Ought to Be program, then you know we teach that man has rejected God's way and has chose the way that seems right in his own eyes. God created man with a mind that can choose what he wants to do. Man chose to follow Satan in the Garden of Eden, the way that leads to death, and the way that would be a miserable life filled with all kinds of problems along the way till he comes to death. A man has also chose the path to eternal death, and that is exactly where man would wind up had Christ not died so man's sins could be forgiven. That is, if he will repent. Mankind became so corrupt within less than 1,700 years that God had to destroy mankind from the earth except the eight that he saved by the ark. And Christ said in Matthew 24, verses 37 through 39, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." Christ said this is how it would be just before and right up to his return. Now why didn't they know? They didn't listen or believe the warning message that Noah and others before him were preaching. Neither did they see any need to change their way. Neither did they want to change their way. They didn't know the flood was coming. They had been warned, but they didn't listen. They didn't take heed. They thought their way would never come to an end, so they didn't want to change their way. They didn't want to be thought of as odd and weird by leaving the way of the majority, which probably was 99.9% or a little better of the population. No, they didn't want to stand out and not be like everyone else. They were more concerned about what man would think about them than what God would think about them. Well, what did it get for them? It got death by the flood. That's what their way of rebelling against God's law and his way got for them. On this side of the flood, Sodom and Gomorrah's way of doing what was right in their own eyes, totally forsaking God's instructions as to how to live their life, forsaking God's commandments, got death by fire for them. And God uses both examples, the flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, as well as the angels that sinned, speaking of Satan and his demons, as a warning to you and me to take heed and change our way. Repent, be baptized, so our sins can be forgiven. Yes, cleansed by the blood of Christ, and become converted by following the righteous life of our Savior Jesus Christ, which kept his Father's commandments, and that includes the Sabbath, my friends, which God says his commandments are righteous. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 15, Peter is given instruction as to how to live a Christian life. Verse 11, it says, "So you will enter the kingdom of God." Yes, if you want to have salvation, if you want to be saved, Peter is telling you what to do here, verses 1 through 11 or 12 or so on. If you want to enter the kingdom of God, there is a way of life that will get you there. You can read this for yourself. Now notice in 2 Peter 1, verse 16 through 21, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." Now notice verse 20. "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Now I want to comment on verse 19 here, which is very important for us to understand what Peter is saying. Let's read that again, then we want to explain it here a little better. It says, "We also have a prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place. Peter is telling us in verse 19, and so is God telling us, Peter inspired to write this, that we live in a dark world, void of the light of God's truth, His Word, as the Bible tells us this in many other places as well. And verse 19 is also telling us, when we hear the truth, God's Word presented in a truthful manner, that we should heed, listen, and just as a light would shine in a very dark room where many people are scrambling around, having no light to show them the way, or where they are, or how to leave the darkness. And in this, the darkness of Satan's world, which is holding them captive to serve Satan. God says, heed that light of His Word, His truth, just as readily as you would a light in a very dark place, because by that light you leave the darkness, that is the deceived Babylonian system of Satan's world of deception. Now, if we think and live a certain lifestyle long enough, then we are convinced that our way of thinking is the right way, because it becomes a habit and it becomes right in our own eyes. And most usually, it is very difficult to admit we are wrong. Human nature likes to think that our way is right. And because we love darkness, notice what Christ had to say here in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 18 through 21. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And the word believe here carries the connotation of not only believing, but obeying God's word. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness. Notice this, my friend. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Yes, indeed, human nature staying the way they are, growing up and putting on human nature as they grow up, living and thinking and acting like everyone else around them, they don't want their deeds exposed. You know, Adam and Eve, when they sinned, when they disobeyed God, they hid themselves in the Garden of Eden. They knew that something wasn't right. Human nature hasn't changed. Human nature is still the same. We don't want our deeds known. Verse 20 again, for everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deed should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that is, those that love the truth and live the truth, live God's word, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they may be done in God. Yes, anyone wanting to live God's way, they want to see themselves in comparison to God the Father and Jesus Christ, because they want to take off that human nature. They want to kill the deeds of their body. Are you that way, my friends? Ask yourself. Well, it's pretty apparent, isn't it, that this modern world today loves darkness and walks in darkness. The pre-flood world, as well as Sodom and Gomorrah, loved darkness, and they paid a heavy price for doing so. And Christ said, as it were then, so would it be today, and right up until His return. Notice the prophecy for modern Israel, and that is for the United States and the British people for this end time, back in Isaiah 59, verses 7 through 18. Isaiah 59, verse 7. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity or lawlessness. Wasting and destruction are in their path. Does that sound like the world that we live in? Does that sound like our nation, the United States? The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice, or there is no divine law. The word justice could just as easily be rendered divine law. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no divine law in their ways. And my friend, we will never have peace. You will never have peace as an individual. We will never have peace as a nation or as a world until we get in line with God's divine law. They have made themselves crooked paths. Yes, anytime we disobey God, we're making ourselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Therefore, justice or divine law is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. Of course not, because righteousness is the divine law, living by that divine law. We look for light, but there is darkness. We look for light, but we look for it in our way. We don't look for it in God's way. If we look for it in God's way, then we would find it. We look for brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. In other words, for all that we are accomplishing is about as much as a dead man is accomplishing. And says, we grope like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We have problems that's unsolvable in this world, and you may have your own personal problems that's unsolvable as well, because we don't turn to the right source to get our problems solved, because we don't want to change our human nature. We don't want to change our way. We don't want to come out of darkness in way too many cases. We all growl like bears. Yes, we can moan, and we groan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. We look for truth, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. Yes, indeed, because our way delivers us from God's ways. For our transgressions, now notice this, for our transgressions, our sins are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, our lawlessness, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Notice that verse 13 again. In transgressing and lying against the Lord. Yes, we may like to say, I know the Lord, I love the Lord, and so on. But do we? If we aren't obeying the Lord, then we don't know Him and we don't love Him. It's very plain in the Bible that if you love God, you are keeping His law, His commandments. You're living by His word. You don't add and you don't subtract from God's word. It says, in departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. From the heart. Yes, it seems like that we like to do that. Utter words of falsehood from the heart. So justice is turned back, or divine law is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity or fairness cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Did they think that way in the days of Noah, just before the flood? They didn't want to depart from their way because they thought they would be setting themselves up as a prey. My friend, if you'd like to know more about the right way of life, then we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free articles, The Law of Life and Before Jesus Comes. They're absolutely free. The Law of Life and Before Jesus Comes. They're very educational and will help steer you to the light of God's Word. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle, and we'll see you on our next program. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.